In the 17th century, the 5th Dalai Lama gave Dashi Lumbo Monastery to his teacher, Losan Cherki Gyantsen, who lived almost 100 years from 1567 to 1662. He became the 15th abbot of the monastery. As abbot of the monastery, he, like the other abbots, was called Benchen. However, when Losan Cherki Gyantsen died, the 5th Dalai Lama announced that his teacher would reappear as a recognizable child successor, so his line of incarnations retained the title Benchen Lama and became the abbots of Dashi Lumbo Monastery. The title Benchen Lama switched from being an elected one for a specific term to a line of reincarnations. Since that time, it has been a convention in Tibet for the Dalai Lama and Benchen Lama to be involved in the recognition of each other's successor to varying degrees. The Dalai Lama is the general spiritual and temporal leader of Tibet, whereas the Benchen Lama is the leader of that particular area around Shigotse. The history of how the Dalai Lama and the Benchen Lama received their names undercuts the ludicrous claims made by the current government of China that somehow their titles indicate subservience to Chinese authorities. The titles are completely homegrown in Tibet. To further support its claims of legitimacy, Beijing points to the fact that the Benchen Lama is called Erdeni. However, this is a Mongol word meaning precious jewel and is a complementary title shared with many Mongolian lamas. In the case of the Benchen Lama, it was conferred on him in 1731 by the Emperor Zhangshi, a Manchurian who at that time controlled China. We need to keep in mind that at different times in its history, China was ruled by Mongolian and Manchurian outsiders, as well as by Han Chinese. In the early 20th century, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, the founding father of modern China, promoted the fabrication of a unified Middle Kingdom, including Manchuria, Mongolia, East Turkestan, Tibet, and China. However, in 1911, even he said that when the Nationalist Revolution defeated the Manchurian dynasty, China had been occupied twice by foreign powers, first by the Mongolians and later by the Manchurians. The Mongolians, Manchurians, and the Han Chinese all considered Tibet to be a foreign land, even when, as a powerful neighbor, their empires occasionally interfered in Tibet. We need also to be aware that in the 8th century, the Tibetan Empire reached even to the capital of China, which at that time was Chang'an, known today as Xi'an. So, if occasional incursions into a country mean that the aggressor owns that country, then it could be argued that Tibet owns China. Beijing seeks to legitimize its rule in Tibet by establishing that it plays a crucial role in the identification of the region's important lamas, the most prominent being the Dalai Lama and the Benchen Lama. Beijing's desperate attempts to pretend relevance in Tibet's religious affairs are mirrored in the series of events surrounding the recent identification of the 11th Benchen Lama.